wasn't an official name given to it. The folklore came up with these names. Just people were talking, describing where it is, and they would say the cemetery, the slave cemetery is where it started out. The slaves, they're going to bury them in the slave cemetery. And they didn't even call it that. They would just say the cemetery where the slaves are buried. And then someone coined it as the slave cemetery. And then when they closed off, when the church was there, they named it the same as the church, the St. John's Cemetery, because it was on the property of the St. John's Church. And the church, the street, we found out, they named it St. John's Street. There was a street there. And it frustrated me because then the pastor sold it. He sold the street, and that caused it to... We didn't really sell the street. He sold the property and where the church was, and it included the street. And that made it landlocked.